What's going on, people? Welcome to the 12th Man Talk Show. I am your host, Nahominio.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind.
What a game. Liverpool-Tottenham, what a game.
Unbelievable, Jeff.
Liverpool, Tottenham, Anfield, 2-2. What a game. Great, great game. You know, exciting as hell, man. What an advert for the Premier League. The game started so fast. Liverpool started so fast. You know, they were pressing and hassling so high up the pitch and pressing them so hard, pressing Tottenham back, you know, giving Tottenham a taste of their own medicine. Eric Dier puts in a wonderful through ball for Mohamed Salah. I mean, you know, he can't have been offside because it was Dier that passed it. So, he doesn't need your help, bro. He doesn't need it at all. Now, at the end of the day, if you look at the replay of the goal as well, what's funny, Salah never once actually looks at the goal. So either he knows exactly where the goal is or he got a bit lucky. I'm going to choose to believe he knew exactly where the goal was. But it's just funny because either way is funny, isn't it? But Liverpool never let go of the pressure in the first half as well. They kept pushing and pressing and, you know, forcing Tottenham into a few errors. I mean, Tottenham had the majority of the ball, but they were just getting pushed into errors and they weren't able to play in the zones that they wanted to play in, which is a credit to Liverpool. Now, the second half, now, this is where it all really started to go down. You know, Moussa Dembele, he gets subbed off. Now, he was having one of those games where he was controlling the whole pitch and looking immense again. Yeah, him and Vertonghen in particular, for me, Spurs stood out. Now, he gets taken off when they're chasing the goal and he brings on Wanyama, who's a defensive midfielder. So, I'm thinking, it's a bit surprising. But lo and behold, it took Wanyama less than 5 minutes to make the impact that the manager wanted. Now, I don't know what the hell the keeper was doing from this any cross from the left. Yeah. He could have caught that ball quite easily, but he decides to punch it out. But what happened next, there's no keeper in the world, including David De Gea and Manuel Neuer, that would have saved this shot. Wanyama licks the ball first time with the outside of his right foot and hits it straight into the top bin. No one saving it. What a goal. Potential goal of the season. Definitely a contender for the season. Yeah, if it's not goal of the month this month, for February, something else special must have really come along. Now, Tottenham never let their foot off the gas. You know, they kept pushing. And then what happens? They get their penny. They get their rewards. But if you look at the penny, it's such a controversial decision. Like, I don't know what is going on. Harry Kane is clearly offside when that ball comes through. The linesman decides, oh, no, well, if Lovren touched the ball, then he's not offside. What? The referee doesn't have a clue what's going on. He said, I don't know if Lovren touched the ball. So he asked the man on the end of a radio, did you see anything on the telly? It shouldn't make a difference if he saw anything on TV or not, because VAR doesn't exist yet. So he can't be calling for no TV decision. You get me? On top of that, the actual foul itself, was it a foul? I'm not sure if he even touched him. I've seen it a few times now, and I'm still not sure. But, you know, it's got given anyway. Harry Kane steps up, misses. He's hit a shocking, terrible penny. You know, he's hit it straight down the middle, but it looks like that's not what he planned to do. And then the funny thing is, Karius just stayed in the middle. I'm thinking to myself, did you just not dive or and get lucky, or did you know exactly what was going to happen? I don't know, but that's another one to tell later down the line. Now, Tottenham start to crumble as a result of that, and Liverpool decide, let's seize on the initiative and run down the other end. Mohamed Salah, constant threat once again, tries to get a cross in. He thinks it hits the defender's hand. The guy stops. He stops and puts his hand up trying to claim for a penny. And just like that, literally in the blink of an eye, when he's not getting, he just turns, picks out the ball. I don't know how he got there so quickly. Beat two men and then put it right over Lloris, right into the roof of the net. What a goal. 2-1, 1 minute to go. Even Liverpool can't mess this up, surely. Well, you'd be wrong. This is Liverpool. Yeah? They go down, Tottenham go down the other end and win another penny. Like, you couldn't write this stuff. Like, Lamella, another sub, has just come on. He's played it really clever. Van Dijk, he's come on the blind side of Van Dijk, and he's seen that Van Dijk's about to try and clear the ball. And he goes and makes sure that Van Dijk kicks him a little bit. It's a really soft penny, you know what I mean? And Van Dijk, there's nothing he could have done about it at that point. He's already started to move. Tottenham, get a penny. Harry Kane steps up once again. What a lot of bottle that he showed. You know what I mean? He stepped up and taken it 2-2. Last kick of the game. Game done. What a game. You know? But I want to know other people's thoughts on this game, because it was full of controversy. But you know what? I think a 2-2 is probably justified in the end. Now, it was a fair game. It was a good game. Both teams were excellent. And yeah, man, they did well. But anyway, let me know what you think. Get at me on all my socials, man. At Nahominio, at 12 Man Talks. Peace.